Shining a light on the next generation in the farming community, this is Jacob Heffernan with Heffernan Shearing. Jacob, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Aaron. How's it going?
Not bad at all. How are the sheep?
They're good. A little hot today, but good.
Fantastic. I guess the first question, my interest, is has the COVID-19 pandemic affected you guys in any way whatsoever?
At the start, it affected what price we were getting for our lambs, and then also with so many factories and that being shut down, it's been our wool prices have been hit pretty hard, and we've actually had a backlog of that, of wool. Like, we're not able to ship it out. It's hard to find buyers for our wool.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is there an expiry date? It lasts a pretty long time, correct?
Yeah, there's no expiry date. It's just that we're running out of storage.
Of course, yes. And so taking a step back now, what do you guys exactly do, and how did you guys get involved in it?
What we do is we have a sheep flock in Indian River, and we have lambs, and we sell the lambs for meat through the markets in Peterborough. How we got started in that is my mom immigrated from Scotland, over from Scotland in the 1982, I believe, and met my dad, and they started to farm sheep in Canada. And that is what I'm taking over now.
Do you know any different? Have you done this your entire life almost?
Yeah, I've pretty well done this my entire life. I have traveled to different countries. I've been over to Scotland and down to Australia to experience that. But no, I've always been in the agricultural sector.
What are some of the pros and cons of the job?
A pro is that you spend a lot of time outside with the animals and in nature. Con is you spend 365 days with the livestock. I really like having the sheep, and I enjoy working with them, so that is a pro. That's in weather. Like, if it's minus 40 or plus 40, you have to go outside and feed them or take care of them, so it's no matter what.
Is there, like, an off-season, so to speak? Or because I know the sheep, obviously, hey, they're going to have wool their whole lot or their whole year, right?
Mm-hmm. So with on the farm, there is a wee bit of an off-season. It's through the summertime. But I'm shearing for other people, so I have been shearing pretty well 6 days a week since the start of March till now.
Wow. Yeah, no off days, clearly. How do you plan to contribute to that as part of the next generation of farmers? And I'm assuming it's a family business, like you said. Do you plan on keeping it in the family?
Yes, I do. I plan to be able to contribute to the next generation of farmers by building good soil health and focusing and keeping our focus on animal welfare and making sure they are happy.
Where do you see your specific industry going in the next 5 to 10 years? Do you see it changing dramatically? Any new technology or something like that?
No, I don't see any new technology really taking off in the sheep sector in Canada because of our winters and that greatly, it just makes it harder to raise sheep. But so no, I don't see our sector really changing much in the next 5 to 10 years.
Lastly, Jacob, where can people find your products? And again, where's your farm located, and how can people find more information about you guys?
So we are located in Indian River. My sisters, they go to the Wednesday market, the Lakefield market, both the Saturday downtown market. I think they're going to go to the other Saturday at Morrow Building. There's a website called Tipsy Willow that carries our lamb, our pork, and we're also on Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. Jacob, thank you very much for the time.
No problem. Bye.
That's Jacob Heffernan with Heffernan Shearing.